U.S. News and World Report recently ranked the long-term care center at Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center as the number one nursing home in Alaska. Meanwhile, the care center's administration and staff are hoping to realize their dream of a new facility to replace its current space in the near future. KMXT's Eric Wander has more.
Care center staff and administrators accepted the honor with great pride. Nursing home administrator Judy Fine responded to the number one ranking and explained the rating system.
It's a rigorous set of parameters that you're graded by, so that's why I say we're very proud of being number one in Alaska.
Part of the care center's mission statement, which was developed by the entire staff last year, says compassion, tenderness, harmony, and healing of the soul is at the very heart of what they do. Margaret Hall's 92-year-old husband, Father Hugh Hall, has been a resident since February 2006, prior to which Margaret cared for him at home. She said she couldn't be happier with the quality of care at the center.
The care he's receiving is just excellent, and it extends far beyond these walls because the care he gets here gives peace of mind to my six children and also makes my life much easier, because I know he's getting excellent care here. The staff is caring and loving and compassionate, and I just can't find the right words.
93-year-old Mary Hennessy has been a resident for 7 months. Her daughter, Kodiak resident Betty Walters, brought her to Kodiak from her home in New York to live in the care center. Hennessy said she feels at home and that she's receiving the best care possible.
Couldn't be better. They are very, very efficient and overworked. Everyone is doing their job beyond their capacity. And I'm from New York, so if they weren't doing what was right, they would hear about it. We hold back on nothing.
Fine emphasized that although the care center provides top-quality care to its residents, operating in a 40-year-old building is not their preference. She said the facility should ideally provide a more home-like atmosphere.
We have half the equation. We've got the good quality care, and our number one kind of reaffirms that. But what we're looking at is replacing the care center with a greenhouse-like model, which is a residential, home-like neighborhood model of living.
Fine said the biggest barrier to realizing that model of living for care center residents is finding a way to pay for it. Borgie Holm, Public Relations and Communications Coordinator for PKIMC, explained the importance of finding a way to fund the facility. She said a large portion could be paid by Medicaid funds, but that the borough would have to fund the rest.
We feel the care center project is especially important because this is the only project where the people using the building actually live there. It actually is their home. And also, the fact that for a lot of our residents, this is where they will spend the rest of their lives, and we want those last years for them to be as wonderful as they can possibly be.
Fine said she is grateful to all the members of the Kodiak community who contribute to the center and the well-being of its residents in various ways. I'm Eric Wander.